Day 4. Hi, today is a good day to look after the most important person in your life, you. Let me tell you about a negative weight loss case history. Marilyn's excess pounds equaled her age, 42 or 19 kilos. She didn't feel good about herself, so she decided to do something about it and join a weight loss program. After a few weeks, despite having lost 5 pounds or 2.2 kilos, she became increasingly impatient and aggressive. "I feel I'm going crazy," she said to me. Separated from her husband, she had custody of her two daughters, aged 14 and 9. It was a big responsibility and she had difficulty coping at times. Marilyn was having a particularly tough week because of her weight. When she came to her weekly weight loss session, she had not lost a pound and was rather disappointed, especially since she had handled the stress at work better than usual and had not eaten as she used to in such situations. Sitting in the class, she heard one of her friends boast about how she cheated on her diet. "I had a piece of the most delicious apple tart, the best I'd ever eaten." A few minutes later, the instructor called upon her friend and asked how she was progressing. Despite having cheated on her diet, she had managed to lose weight. The class applauded. Then came Marilyn's turn. She had not lost an ounce. No applause. The group had just rewarded the one who had cheated and snubbed and rejected the one who had behaved well. Marilyn felt guilty about her inability to lose weight. After all, the scales don't lie, or do they? Actually, the scales are the most negative element of a weight reduction problem. They make no distinction between loss of fat and fluctuations in body water. Water accounts for 60% of our total weight. Was it more important for Marilyn to lose a pound, 0.4 kilos, than to have better habits and behaviours? Another client came to us for her fourth visit. She looked radiant. In 1 month, she had lost 16 pounds or 7.2 kilos. When we met her in the waiting room, she mentioned how happy she was and how great she felt having lost the weight. Jan gained 1 pound or 0.4 kilos. She seemed very happy up until the moment she stepped on the scales. Then suddenly she turned pale, burst into tears and rushed out of the clinic. Thus ended Jan's weight loss program. Her sister, who also attended the clinic, explained what happened. Apparently, Jan had not been able to accept the idea that a small treat that she had indulged in had caused her to gain a pound or 0.4 of a kilo. Feeling desperate and guilty, she considered the scales a penalty for having cheated on her diet. She fled the clinic believing she no longer deserved the care of her consultant. Jan lost a great opportunity to improve herself and to understand herself better. She chose to focus on the negative, the scales. She rewarded the scales as a judge who had found her guilty and punished her. How can one solve a problem if one concentrates only on the negative?